From cautious optimism to containing the Changi Airport cluster to changes in guidance on the use of face shield, numerous COVID-19-related announcements have also been made. For a closer look at all these changes, we're joined now by infectious diseases specialist Dr. Leong Ho Nam. Welcome to the show, Doctor. So let's just zoom straight into the Changi Airport cluster, which had started after an 88-year-old cleaner tested positive earlier in the month. Firstly, how would you assess the spread, the speed of the spread, and have you observed anything that alarms you?
Actually, quite a bit. If you think about it, what was happening now, and you look back to 1 to 2 months ago. 1 to 2 months ago, Singapore was coasting through, no issues at all. Looks like we have got everything under control. And of course, our dreaded and our most desired Singapore-Hong Kong bubble was being planned. Now, fast forward 1 to 2 months later, and exactly the same scenario with people who are drilled into wearing masks and cleaning up the place, immediately we have a cluster right at our own airport where the thoroughfare of the B1617, which is the mutant Indian strain, is going through, which is ravaging through Singapore at this point in time. Nothing's changed on our part, but something's changed on the virus part, which means the virus is a lot more transmissible, a lot more adaptable than the previous mutants which we've been fighting with. So we are dealing with a completely new virus with the goalposts has changed. And surprisingly and very upsettingly, a lot of our vaccinated people fell sick. Is that a dampener? A little. But everyone had very mild symptoms and everyone had didn't require oxygen. In fact, majority of them had no symptoms at all. So not the perfect result, and it's going through our defenses, which we have been tied through for the last few months, and it's breaking through.
What does it tell us then that, you know, these 18 people that caught the virus were vaccinated? What does it tell us about the virus, and how concerned should we be that it's still able, that you're still able to get the virus even though you've been vaccinated?
It tells us that the virus has changed the goalposts. We were targeting it always at this direction, and the goalposts change, and then our efficacy falls, which means that we are not able to prevent an infection totally, but we end up changing a disease from severe to mild, and in turn from mild to nothing. So we should still go ahead with the vaccination. At least we stave off the hospitalization, stave off the deaths, and it renders a deadly virus into that of a mild common cold or nothing at all, which is exactly what we want to do, make it toothless, biteless.
Now, Dr. Leong, as you know, the tightened measures are in place for the next month or so, and there's going to be a review that's sandwiched in the middle of that period. If you look into your crystal ball, how do you expect this situation to develop?
Okay, my crystal ball gazing tells me we will expect about 5 to 10 new cases every day right up to the midpoint. And the midpoint onwards, we should get everything under control. And we're talking about 2 cases or so for the second half of it. All this is possible if we all work together and we control our need to go out to eat and go out to socialize and say just stay pretty much at home and work from home. We go back to almost a near circuit breaker situation and we will break the spine of the virus.
And Dr. Leong, with more people getting vaccinated and the vaccinations being rolled out across Singapore, do you expect, at what point do you think we can, you know, call or say the fact that we've reached herd immunity, given that those that have had the vaccinations are not so severely impacted by the virus?
Now, this is going to be a really difficult question. If you look at the Changi Airport Group, 80 to 90% of the people who work there were vaccinated, and yet many of them still fell sick. So if we actually go with 80 to 90% for the general herd immunity, I don't think we're going to get it. In fact, I think I'm going to aim for 90% herd immunity if even possible. We must be prepared that the COVID-19 is going to live around with us, as what Mr. Gan has said. It's going to be a daily affair that we could actually get cough, colds, runny noses from the COVID-19. But as long as it doesn't kill us, it doesn't hospitalize us, it doesn't strain our hospital care, we will move on life as it is.
Your take on face shields not being accepted going forward, is there any workaround for those who might have some kind of health reasons, you know, for just not being able to wear face masks?
That's dreaded, isn't it? I mean, the face shield is so convenient, but the size of it is that when you breathe out, it comes up, comes out to the side, down, everywhere except where it's not supposed to go. So if you look at it the other way, a surgical mask works beautifully. It filters out the air. It looks as if face shield doesn't work. Face shield must be replaced with a surgical mask. And I'm going to ask the viewers here, get a surgical mask that's certified, a surgical mask that is really good for healthcare system works. Don't get something that's cloth mask, that's disposable, short of what Temasek Holdings or Temasek Holdings have been providing, because those at least have been tested. If you're making your own or buying off the shelf, look, it doesn't work very well. You could fall victim to COVID-19. Get a proper mask, protect yourself, protect the nation. Best certified surgical mask.
I just want to get your thoughts on testing. PCR tests, authorities will also are being used, but authorities also want to use antigen rapid testing for those with respiratory symptoms. How will this help? And are there other ways to pick up infections faster?
I love the antigen testing simply because it is much, much cheaper. You're talking about a tenth of the price of the PCR testing. Two, the antigen testing actually has its values. If you look at the first 5 days of illness, it parallels very well. If you pick up the first 5 days of illness, you could have high viral loads, and in turn, your pickup for antigen is fabulous in the sense of 96%. The criticism of it is from day 6 to day 10, the pickup falls. So if you think about it, if we do it regularly sufficiently, and when a person has the first few symptoms and presents to the clinic, there's a high chance we can pick it up. Now, a point in note which Singapore has tried is actually a situation in Barcelona where they had people going into a concert, had a rapid antigen swab test first before they went in for the concert. They had a concert, they had masks, they had absolutely no social distancing, they had a wild time. And what came out was very few people fell sick. Not so much because of the concert, but they fell sick because of other circumstances. So antigen does have a role to play in Singapore, be it in the clinic or in the bigger events. So I'm looking more forward to more of that cheap and good test.
Very valuable insights you've shared with us. Thanks so much for your time, infectious diseases specialist there, Dr. Leong Ho Nam.